This again is from an early 1950 bulletin. Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I ran into a friend named Alice. We had done Bible school. Women's Bible study, not Bible school. Women's Bible study at Deep Run East. And Alice had shared with me that her husband had passed away, and I'm sharing for joy. And her daughter, and she were crying together, and her daughter said, this is the worst day of my life. And Alice said, I don't know where these words came from. Well, they came from Jesus. Isn't it amazing how your worst day was your father's best day because he entered into the arms of Jesus? And I just thought that I would share that with you this morning. This is a tough topic that we're going to be talking about today. The title of my sermon is His Attributes Are Grace and Truth. The songs we sang this morning gave me comfort. We talked about God's promise that is noticed through the rainbow. We sang about God's promise we see in the rainbow. Jesus is the center, that he is our living redeemer, that he carries our healing in his hands, and that we need to speak the name of Jesus. He speaks over every heart and every mind. I'm beginning by sharing two quotes. The first one was on our bulletin last week, and it's on our bulletin again this week. It says, God desires his people to love and work together, and then great things can be accomplished. Second quote, the reason for our world is to put the glory of God on display. Our God is an awesome God. He gave us free will and the ability to choose between good and evil. And sin became the result of choosing evil over good. Sin is sin. Other people's sin, their sin, is no different from our sin when a person does not turn to God. Sin is sin. Greed, pride, envy, lust, lying, gossip. Sin is sin. Our culture has become a culture of compromising. Society has been lowering its standards, and they're lower than what our Lord's standards started with. Reckless and careless behaviors have seemed to become the norm. I'm going to talk about this topic of LGBTQIA this morning. This is very difficult for me because I have had a nephew who was homosexual, and when he was 27, he did commit suicide. I think he had more demons than just his sexuality, but it hurt just the same for all of us. Many of us know someone who has not chosen to follow the Lord, or someone who has fallen into sin. It becomes uncomfortable to discuss the issue. A young woman once shared this metaphor with her family about homosexuality. She was trying to console her aunt, and she said, some families have to deal with cancer. We haven't had to deal with cancer, but we have to deal with homosexuality. When my child was diagnosed with leukemia, we turned to God, as their family has, and we prayed to God to heal our son, as their family has. And we prayed to God to please take this disease away. And they prayed that this difference in their family members' sexuality would go away. Many families pray over their children's sexual identity in private, and we don't know how they're suffering with it. We give thanks that they are able to lean on God. They may pray, please take this same-sex attraction away, recognizing this way of life is certainly not an easy way of life, and biblically it is not an acceptable way of life. There seemed to be so much more confidence in what God had said in the past. It was it was right out there. We all knew what was in the Bible. We all knew how God would feel. There seemed to be a respectful attitude toward being a believer. The Holy Spirit never stops working in people's lives. He is welcoming the marginalized and the outcasts. He wants his people to turn to Jesus as Jesus offers a path to reconciliation with God. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God, we have a Lord that watches over us, a Lord that has given us his stories, a Bible that we can learn from. Jesus is totally 100% grace and truth. We are made to find our hope in him. But now, know that there have always been people living the gay and lesbian lifestyle. It was not uncommon in the ancient times. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, it reads, "Or do you not know the wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral or adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." I found this quote life-giving. God has love, grace, and forgiveness for all who repent and turn to Christ. There can be transformation as one strives for God's vision for life rather than striving for affirming personal feelings or desires. Sometimes loneliness may drive a person into a bad relationship or into a homosexual relationship. A person's value is not determined by their marital status. We should not enter into homosexual relationships just for that gleeful feeling of being married. Singleness is a time to focus on growing closer to God. It is a time for building relationships with believers. Know that a good marriage is a good gift from the Lord, but not the ultimate goal of the Christian life. It is okay to be single. It is okay to find joy in your singleness. There has been a great effort in our world to make out the Christian to be the bigot. The bigot that should be ashamed of rejecting homosexuality. The world has become desensitized as it becomes inundated with LGBTQIA stories. Some groups portray themselves as the victims. Some of them have been the victims. They've gotten celebrities to accept and to turn people into victimizers and bring them to public understanding and recognition. Those who don't agree with the celebrities will be made to look bad. Culture has made it cool to become aggressive toward Christians. Culture has made it cool to have friends who are homosexual, and that is a big thing in junior high and senior high right now. A lot of young girls feel it's really cool to have a gay guy friend. Been glorified on TV and sitcoms. There has always been an overarching message of God's love and acceptance for all people in this world. And so there is some confusion and pain when family members and friends become homosexual because we feel that it is wrong, but we're not sure how to handle it. We love that person. We love that person's family. But how do I handle it? How do we handle it? The story that was shared with me was right before a young couple got married, they had a same-sex couple in their wedding party. And an uncle came up to them and said, your family is going to be cursed, or your marriage is going to be cursed because you have a same-sex couple in your wedding. Was it all right for him to say that? Probably, let me pray with you would have been better. Let me pray with your wedding party would have been better. Or perhaps not even going to the wedding. A difficult decision to make, but standing firm on your faith, if that is what you are led to do, then don't go. We are to stand on the rock, stand with Jesus, and do it with grace. I called out to some people who had have experienced homosexuality in their families. I don't know very many, to be very honest with you, but one mom shared with me that her son came with her every Sunday to church, a Mennonite church, every Sunday. He questioned, he wondered, he chose the homosexual life. And as a young adult, he shared that it didn't always feel right as he was sitting there at church because he knew everyone around him was thinking he is going to hell. I think instead of his mind being formed to receive the message from the pastor and whatever Sunday school lesson came, whatever Bible lesson was being taught, totally shut out because he felt and immediately, they think I'm going to hell. But he went for his parents because he loved them. I know parents who have prayed and prayed that God would take it away over and over again. If it was God's will, God would take it away. But things haven't always changed for their now adult children. But they may change. But not yet. A friend of mine learned that her son was gay when she read his journal that was sitting open in his bedroom. Surely it was a God thing that this journal was sitting open, and it was God telling her, you have to read it. And so she read it. She read that he was wondering if he was gay. She was open, talked to him. They went to Christian counseling. They walked together to learn all that they could. And they wanted to live with love and peace in their home. Mom would say, I love you. Dad would say, I love you, but I don't accept your lifestyle. This young man was loved unconditionally. The mother shared that loving her son was very easy. Her personal salvation thought has changed since she was younger. She feels that she would rather be wrong theologically than wrong in the way that she loves her son. I find that a tough statement to make, but I also find it beautiful. She would rather be wrong theologically than wrong in the way that she loves her son. She's a lovely Christian woman who prays and serves others whenever possible. Her son now works in the hospital health field, specifically helping those who have AIDS. We are to stand boldly in truth and love. We are to stand on God's word. The Bible is the truth. Somewhere along the line of history, there became a blurring of the lines. Some feel that their opinions and feelings are above God's word. For some, homosexuality is a moment of joy. their feelings are being met at that moment. But in a few moments, the real life, real lives come into play again. There's so much more than a sexual relationship. So much more to this world, all the blessings that we see around this world, so much more important. I know of a person, a male born with an X chromosome, which is male, and a Y chromosome, which is female, but the Lord created him with an extra Y chromosome. There is a name for the disorder. I don't remember the name of the disorder. But he grew up with support. Parents knew something was wrong, different. And so they went to counseling, they went to doctor's offices. When they found out what his condition was, they supported him in all the ways that they could from elementary school on. His parents never left his side and walked with him continuously. He eventually, in his 30s, found a female partner who loves him for who he is, and they're married. It took work, it took time, it took an understanding. God doesn't make us all the same. It's my prayer that God always puts a Christian in our lives, right, to help us along the way. I also know of a person who struggled with same-sex attraction, but he received counseling and he studied the Bible while he was serving others, put himself in one of the busiest, most dangerous cities in the world, or in Pennsylvania, and he studied, he got counseling, and now he is the most wonderful husband, father, and he's a pastor, serving others for over 30 years now. As a teenager, he had these feelings. He chose to get into the Word, get the counseling, and serve others. And he worked through it. Are some people born gay? I think probably. It takes faith, learning, loving energy, and commitment to change one's feelings. It means walking away from selfish desires to walk with Jesus. Those that cannot walk away from the lifestyle ought not to introduce it to others. To me, that's very wrong for them to introduce it to others. For me, it's very wrong to be flamboyantly marching in a parade, laying it all out there for others to see. But I also think it's wrong for girls to wear itty-bitty bikinis on the boardwalk. That's not right either. Why are people doing that? For attention. God warns us that sharing our faith will not be easy. Jesus was attacked for speaking the truth. But it is important to share the good news of Jesus. Your friend that you met has Jesus in his heart. You have Jesus in your heart, Matt. What a wonderful experience to be with another person sharing the good news of the Lord instead of finding selfish ways to satisfy each other. There's such joy in the Lord. Our sins are like the sins of others. They are the sins. They're all the sins that placed Jesus on the cross. We have been called to be the light in this world, and our daily actions need to show the love of God and the grace of Jesus. We are so loved by Jesus. When we have the opportunity, we must share his story. Perhaps what children, what society is missing and desperately needs is a community of believers. In college, I felt that some of the women were turning to the lesbian community just to have a feeling of belonging. When we are not careful, we become very much like the community that we hang out with. Boy, am I blessed to have you guys in my community. Because I want to be like you, because you have Jesus in your heart. We become like the community we hang out with. If you hang out at a bar, you're probably going to become a drinker. So does LGBTQIA and transitioning occur because people are introduced to it and they think it would be cool? Some people have that mindset. I'll get to be one of them. I'll get to be with them. In the late 1900s, I don't know if it was in the 1990s, only about 24% of the church-going teens felt that being gay was wrong. A same-sex attraction experience is an experience. It's not a person's identity. We, as believers, need to know what our beliefs are and why. We must lean on His word and trust God. Love your family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers, but do not blur the lines between right and wrong. Stand clear and stand out differently. Where are the children of today's world hearing the truth from? Are they hearing the truth about God? When we now ask them what a rainbow stands for, what might a child in today's world say? For us, it was God's promises. No more floods. The recognition that God didn't like sin. What might a child think about it today? Do not normalize sin and do not celebrate it. Take a stand in little moments and in big moments with daily actions that show the love of God. Leviticus 20:13 seems to be the go-to verse when discussing LGBTQIA. If a man lies with a male as lying with a woman, they both committed an abomination. Thank you. Abomination. And they certainly will die. Their blood is upon them. Killing LGBTQIA individuals, as they did in the times of the Old Testament and afterward, is totally a contradiction to the teaching of Jesus. God created man and woman in His image. He has given us the ability to discern between right and wrong, the ability to make rational and moral decisions. From the beginning of time, sin has been disfiguring the image of God. It is through a relationship with God that people are able to return to their intended God-given state of being. Our goal is ongoing. It is to reflect God's qualities in this world. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and mind. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray to be inspired by the Holy Spirit and to be informed by God's word. We pray that all sin will become reconciled in their faith, affirming Jesus as their Lord. Allow all people of this world to make connections with affirming Christians in faith-filled communities. Father, we pray that God will give an insight, wisdom, clear understanding, and guidance to those who are sharing. May we speak truth and justice. May we be the light and love in our communities. May those who have been hurt by the church still be able to receive God's love and God's affirmations. We pray here together that God will work with individuals, families, churches, and communities torn apart by the LGBTQIA issues and that the Spirit of God would lead to grace, understanding, forgiveness, and reconciliation as those walk choosing God to be their Father. In your precious name, amen.